We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Bare Naked Ladies, that's the musical theme of the week. This is another postcard from the Bare Naked Ladies. We're joined now by Tom Tingle from the TLR group. He has been heavily involved in the process of the new ballpark, from the design now to everything that we're seeing going up. Tom, how are you? I'm sorry, I got to get Tom on the air. Hello, Tom, how are you? Sorry about that.
I'm doing great now that you can hear me.
Yeah, we got you. Well, it's been fascinating to watch the process, as it is with everything like this, especially with a new ballpark where so many fun nights are going to be held. Tell us about your involvement in the new baseball stadium.
Well, I'm really fortunate to work with a really great team. You have to realize that designing a baseball stadium is a lot like a baseball team. You've got to all work together. And we're working with a great general contractor called J.E. Don, by the name of J.E. Don. We're working with SJCF Architects there in Wichita. We've had a great partnership working with them, and TEC Engineers out of Wichita. And it's not a normal process that we're going through. So it's been, but everybody's been really kind of, kind of a crude attitude. We're all oaring at the right time and all in sync.
And when you say it's not a normal process, I'm pretty sure I know what you mean. The process has been sped up more than normal. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that is. It's, without getting into a whole lot of details, essentially, this is going to be a 16-month project, and normal AAA ballparks that I've worked on in the past would be somewhere between 22 to 23 months. So we would actually just be coming out of the ground right about now in a normal process. So, the city has been there from day one, and the team, and we've all been working together a lot of early meetings to really put this plan in place in order to make it be able to take hold and achieve that opening day that we're all shooting for.
Since ground was broken, since you broke ground, has it always been the same design? Has that evolved? Has it changed at all? Are you working basically off the same plans that you had when it started?
Oh, owners like to change their minds. I think it's probably about 90% of it is what we started with. There's been some little addition. They always want to add on, but and all of those have been, we've discussed those in great length to make sure that we're staying within the budget. We can still meet the schedule, but it's all been a very positive process so far.
Talking with Tom Tingle from the DLR group, the new ballpark will open in April, I think. Are we still on target to get it finished on time and sometime in mid to late March?
Yes, we are. We had one of our weekly meetings with what they call the owners, architects, and contractors meeting today. And, if you've been out there lately, the field's going in. So, and I was told today they're 3 days ahead of schedule. So I think we're on track and on pace. It's been a really interesting process to go through it, but it always appears to kind of start off slow when you get into that excavation and you have to put all the utilities underground and all that. But as soon as it started coming out of ground with steel, that's when you really get excited about it.
So you're talking about normally 22 months, and this one is 16 months. where do you make up those 6 months? Because that's a lot of time, and I know you're being as diligent as possible doing this. And so how do you – is it just longer work days, or where do those, where does that time come from?
Well, it's really you just have to kind of change your process. You know, a lot of times the architects work up front. So, but we've got the way this is structured, the contractor is really sitting by our side, which they normally aren't till we're done with design. So they're helping direct us. Okay, this is what we need to do first. We need all these drawings done so we can get the utilities in. Now we need all these drawings done to get the, now we can start building the seating bowl and excavate the ground. And then now we can start putting the building, and then you put the building in, you know, components in. And so it's just a different way of structuring the project, which in some ways is much more efficient.
Tom Tingle with us from the DLR Group, heavily involved in the design of the new ballpark that's currently going up downtown. I drive by it 2-3 times a week, and it's amazing how much things change just in that short amount of time. I'm curious about several parts of the ballpark that I don't know exactly what they are. How many spaces in this ballpark are going to be spaces where people can congregate and hang out? And if they want to watch the game, great. If they don't want to watch the game, great. And just be a part of the atmosphere.
Well, that's the thing that I think is kind of like the secret sauce, because, minor league baseball has evolved over the years, and it's always been about entertainment. It's always been about families trying to make but you've tried to cater to all the different people and group types that want to go to the game. So, if you're a serious fan, there's over 6,000 seats, fixed seats in the seating bowl. There's picnic areas. There's what I call the millennial area, where you got, tabletop seating where you can talk to your friends and watch the game and do your texting and all that other stuff. And then you've got some standing room areas, and then you got lots of berm areas for, families, and kids can go rolling down the hill. And then you've got party decks and club seats, and then you got suites. And so, somewhere between 9 to 10 different areas that, besides just kind of roaming the concourse, that where people can go and watch the game.
It's kind of a broad question, but just how exciting is it to see a plan like this come together and see, structurally it looks like a baseball stadium now, and there's still obviously a whole lot to do, but just knowing that you're making that kind of progress, how encouraging is that for you?
I think, it's, sometimes you get caught up in it that you it's just you're so concerned about, okay, what's the next thing we have to do, that it's fun to just be able to stop every once in a while and just take a look and go, wow, I mean, this is moving really fast. But it's all coming together. It's following the plans, and the thing that we have to, as designers and contractors, we have to be able to make sure that not everybody starts to expect it being done that fast, because it takes a special process in order to do it. So we have to try and tamp down some people's expectations that we could do it again the next time.
Tom Tingle, our guest from the DLR Group. They're based out of Overland Park. He's been involved in a lot of these over his 30-plus years in this field. I got to ask you, I know you spent some time in Wichita. I'm a lifelong Wichitan, grew up in Derby. I've seen the reaction to all this as we moved along, the naysayers, the excitement. It's coming from every angle. How are we all collectively, in your opinion, going to feel about this ballpark when it's finished?
I think that I did a project in Durham, and it was right after the movie, and people said, your new ballpark, it's not going to be as good as the old one. And after opening night, they forgot the old ballpark really quick. And I think that I see a little bit of that in Wichita, where, Lawrence Dumont had been there for years and years, and, it was a grand old ballpark. But I think that once people see this one, I think they're going to realize that, wow, we really got something that is really special here.
Tom Tingle with us from the DLR Group. Before I let you go, Tom, I want to ask you, I said you have so much experience in this field of design, and you've been involved in other stadiums. What's your favorite feature of of our stadium. What do you think is the coolest part? I know I'm putting you on the spot there, but
oh gosh, you are putting me on the spot. You know, I'm actually, you know, everybody has, you know, their own approach to going to a game. I'm one of those guys that likes, because I actually, you know, I wasn't good enough. I got up through American Legion baseball when I was younger, and I always like to watch it from the perspective of the player and not necessarily as the fan. So I usually like to watch the games from the outfield because you can kind of see everything at that point, and you can kind of watch how the players are moving and all those other things. So there's two areas I would probably say that are probably my favorite. As you come in, there's a main entry gate in center field that is right by where the team offices and the team store are going to be. Matter of fact, it's probably the last thing that's been started in the construction. It's out on along McLean, and there is a entry gate there, and above it is a bridge that ties into one of the rooftop terraces. And I want to watch the game from that on opening night. I want to stand on that bridge and watch the game because you're looking almost right down behind the pitcher towards home plate, and then there's a when you come in through that gate, there's a little terrace or kind of a plaza area just to the would be the southeast of the batter's eye. And it's kind of an overlook. And it's, so you're up really high and you can look down. And those are my first two favorite spots I would want to watch the game from.
And I could talk about this forever. My goodness, I love this kind of stuff. And one more question. We're talking with Tom Tingle from the DLR Group, part of the design process of the new ballpark. I know that major league teams nowadays, franchises, ask their minor league affiliates to do all the stuff like the weight training and the batting cages and all the indoor stuff. It's a big league operation pretty much. Tell us about that situation.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because there is a the major league teams, you know, they send the players down. They're providing the players, and they want the minor league teams to take care of them. So, you know, if people have a chance to go in and take a behind-the-scenes look, I think they'll be really, really impressed. I mean, you've got indoor batting cages. You have strength training with weights and, you know, stretching areas. You've got a whole trainer staff that's in there. You have one of the things that they've been looking at and pushing more now at the minor league level is there's a video coaching room where there's cameras all over the stadium that are looking at the cyber metrics and all those things about, you know, how each player is. So they'll videotape a pitcher throwing, watching his arm angle. They'll be looking at the batters and making sure how their swing angle, you know, what is the whole thing about what their swing speed is, what's their projected ball off the bat, all that kind of stuff. And so they got a room just for the video. Nutrition has always been a big thing, but the major league clubs are they're even bringing in nutritionists now to make sure that the players are eating right and, you know, they're staying healthy and all those and all those kinds of things. So, you know, that's a really cool area if anybody can ever get a chance to go down there, because it's changed dramatically. And there's a thing called the minor league baseball. It's their professional baseball agreement, which are the minimum facility standards. And they haven't been updated in 25 years, but they're due to come out with a new set of standards. And this ballpark is going to be following and probably setting setting a new plateau for other minor league facilities around the country in terms of player development.
All right, great stuff, Tom. Thanks for bringing us up to date. My goodness, I will probably want to talk about this again in a few weeks, but it's exciting.
Would love to do it anytime. If you want to walk around the ballpark, I'll try to get down there sometime and we can do it together.
I'll make sure that I do that. Thank you, Tom.
All right, you guys, take care.
All right, Tom Tingle from the DLR Group catching us up on the construction of the new ballpark. Thoughts?
Exciting. I mean, it looks great from what it is just now, and I know
it is exciting.
It's going to look a lot greater when it's done.
All right, we'll be back. We'll top 10 Wednesday, our favorite historical figures.
That's correct.
I've got them.
I've got them.
Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.